One of the world's leading pet food manufacturers has just had to issue a recall of some of their canned dog foods because they've been found to have high levels of vitamin D. Now, this is a really serious thing. And you might remember that a couple of months ago, I actually brought you the news that some other pet food manufacturers had to recall some of their diets for exactly the same reason. And I've actually reached out to Hill's to ask them a few questions, and I'm going to bring you their answers today. But before we get into that, for those of you who don't know, this is the Our Pets Health podcast. I'm Dr. Alex. I'm happy to have you on board. And this is the podcast where I bring you pet health information so that you and your pet can live a healthier, happier life. So if you enjoy this episode, if you are interested in that kind of thing, definitely hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on my weekly podcast. And if you have listened before and you enjoy the information, I'd really appreciate it so much if you could head over to iTunes to leave me a review, to rate this podcast. It helps more than you can imagine with other people finding these podcast episodes, and helps me to help more pets. But that's it from me with the intro. Let's get into the episode. Just last week, the pet manufacturer Hill's issued a recall of some of their prescription diets because they were found to contain very high levels of vitamin D. I reached out to them for some answers. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex from ourpetshealth.com, and it was over 2 months ago that I brought you the news that some pet foods in the US were being recalled due to high levels of vitamin D. Now, this is something that is found in some rat baits and causes the blood calcium levels to soar, ultimately resulting in renal failure, kidney failure, and body shutdown. 2 months later, Hill's Pet Food hit us with the announcement, Hill's Pet Nutrition is voluntarily recalling select canned dog food products due to potentially elevated levels of vitamin D. Now, I know I was not the only one to be worried by this news and also let down, as I've always considered Hill's to be one of the leading pet food manufacturers, leading the way in the creation of diets proven to help treat multiple diseases as well as maintain and optimize health in general. And so I reached out for some answers, advising them that I was also asking on behalf of the Our Pets Health community. I hope you'll be able to answer some questions I have in relation to the recent recall of some Hill's canned products. Is this linked to the same supplier that was responsible for the recall of other brands of pet food? If there is a link, then why has it taken Hill so long to discover that some product lines were affected, given the other recall took place 2 months ago? What quality controls do each and every batch of all your diets go through before being released? How is this now changing to ensure similar problems in all key ingredients does not happen in the future, not just vitamin D? One of the big reasons for recommending premium brand maintenance diets is not just the benefits to health, but also the perceived guarantee in ingredient safety and quality. Having always been a Hill's fan, this current recall situation questions this perception when it involves a significant abnormality in a key ingredient that would have been thought to have been closely monitored, especially given the implications of getting levels wrong with vitamin D in particular. This recall in that respect is very different from the historic melamine recall. And for those of you that don't know, that melamine recall involved melamine contamination, which was actually added to try and fool companies into thinking that the protein levels of various ingredients being supplied was higher than it actually was. Melamine being a very cheap source of kind of nitrogen products, which are mistaken as protein. So that was something completely different, because you wouldn't expect melamine to be added to a diet. So that was done by a supplier who was actually trying to game the system, and it was found to have devastating consequences. But this is very different. So after a couple of days, this is the reply that I received. First and foremost, we're heartbroken about this situation, which involves a limited quantity of our canned dog food, and we are taking it very seriously. Hill's people are working with pet parents to listen to their concerns. As pet parents ourselves, we understand the gravity of health issues with our pets. Our team of veterinary professionals is engaging with vet hospitals and clinics to respond to their questions. In the case of Hill's, our investigation confirmed that, due to a supplier error, a certified ingredient was shipped to Hill's that contained elevated levels of vitamin D outside of our specifications. We are not aware of any connection between Hill's recall of specific canned foods and other recent recalls of pet foods due to excess vitamin D. To prevent this from happening again, we now require the supplier of our vitamin mix to conduct additional quality testing on every batch of this ingredient delivered to Hill's. In addition, we are also strengthening our own testing protocol for incoming ingredients as an additional safeguard. Whether it's conducting industry-leading research, developing breakthrough nutrition, or working with veterinary professionals, Hill's is driven by science and a passion for pets. Right, so how do you feel about this answer? I know it will be no consolation to anyone whose pet has become unwell or died even as a result of the vitamin D poisoning. It's certainly going to have serious implications for Hill's as a company, and it's going to take them a long time to win back trust in their products. I only hope that all pet food manufacturers can learn a serious lesson from this situation so that it never happens again. Now, if you're at all worried about your pet as a result of this recall, then get in touch with your veterinarian, and I'll leave details and links about the recall down in the description below. So I'd be really interested to hear your thoughts on this situation. Also, if you want more information about how vitamin D is dangerous, what signs to look out for, then you can go back to episode 116 of the Our Pets Health podcast, or just simply head over to the show notes and that will take you to that information as well. Remember to subscribe if you're not already. Leave me a review if you've got time. I'd appreciate it so much. And until next time, I'm Dr. Alex. This is the Our Pets Health podcast. Take care.